Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tush Push is
back. You don't seem too excited that the Tush Push is back.
Tush Push is back, you! Just because you're getting roasted on the poll.
I'm not worried about that poll, man. I ain't thinking about them folks. Yeah,
I think you are.
Oh, no, not at all.
I think it's rent-free.
You know what? How about this? This would be great. Because it first initiated on our show, Elliot, our guest, threw out the idea, then we've been debating that. How about we get to do it with the show live from the statue unveiling, and you get to pull the curtain in front of the statue, and it's Jason Kelce.
How about this, man? Because somebody, a friend of mine that's on my Twitter, said this. How about you just have Jeff Stoutland, the creator of the Tush Push?
Nah, it doesn't.
No, because it's not.
Stoutland's great, but this is not a thing. Stoutland statue.
You're doing anything to not put Jason Kelce on the statue.
He's an offensive line coach. We don't do statues of coaches.
Listen, I am not trying to diminish what Jason Kelce means to the city and to a lot of people that love Jason Kelce.
You diminished my idea that he laid the smack
down
on Goodell.
You're telling us to move on after 1 year.
Dude, he didn't play in the Super Bowl. He is not a part of the team that just won the Super Bowl.
Who cares? I don't see how that matters.
It does matter.
But the Tush Push is bigger than the Super Bowl. It's been going on for years.
That's just like me saying, because this is the equivalent for me. It's almost like saying, you should have put Carson Wentz on the statue of Philly because he was the quarterback
that won
the game that put you in position
But that was a one-time play in that particular Super Bowl. This is a play they've been using for four years.
Played the whole season.
Well, so hold on. By this logic, you're telling us to move on from the 2017 Super Bowl entirely.
I'm telling you that Jason Kelce has his own time, but this wasn't it. This was not his time.
It sure is.
You're putting him on a statue with a team that he had no part of. But that's what you're doing.
The play is bigger than this year's team. It's been for four years.
No, but it was this year's team that caused the controversy.
No, the ban was – no, they wanted to ban it last year, too.
No, this is the team where they picked – this is the year that it picked up the most
steam.
Well,
that's true. It went to overdrive this year off the Super Bowl. That part's
you
true.
You two are ridiculous.
No,
that's
you're
all.
Ridiculous.
That's I it. Mean, you guys are ridiculous.
There's no bigger – there's no better sign of a mature conversation than when one person says you're ridiculous and says, no, you're ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. I think it does say a lot that like 90% of the fan base is saying it should be Jason Kelce.
90% of the fan
you're going
base,
out on a limb saying
listen,
it's not.
And to all of you 90% that voted, you're a bunch of goofies. And I mean that with all respect.
No, they're fans. That's who the statue's for.
And I mean that with all due respect, you're just a bunch of goofies.
Well, I do agree that 90% it means something. I reserve the right to change my mind next time I'm voted against 90%, which will probably happen tomorrow or the next day. But for today, agreed, 90% says
something. Bunch of goofy sitting at work just being goofy.
I don't know. In some
cases, what you're doing.
If they're doing something that's goofy. Simply to appease the fans, I think you defer to the fans.
No.
Yes.
It's not fair to Cam.
Oh, stop. Cam now, just got a contract.
Are you being serious right now?
He got money. Cam
not fair.
Took over.
I think if you ask Cam, he would say it should be Kelce.
He would say, kiss my ass. I'm on that statue.
No,
I have the solution.
Yes.
Okay, there's been different iterations of the Eagles' offensive line the last 4 years, right?
Yes.
We've had two constants, Mailata and Lane,
yes.
Right? Kelce was the center, and then it became Cam Jurgens. What if we just do the statue at a moment in time where you had Kelce at center and Cam was the right guard? Cam gets to be on the statue. Screw Mekhi Becton. He's out of here. Went to the Chargers.
Somebody else said that, too.
Screw Mekhi Becton. You do
again.
It with the 2023 offensive line, which included all these guys we like, right? And they're all Eagles.
All these guys we like.
Mailata. And then you go Dickerson. And then you go Kelce. You put Cam at right guard. And you put Lane. The Eagles that are going to be here a long time were represented. Becton is just he passed through here for 1 year. He left. Screw him. And then you put Kelce as the center.
You know what I
Everybody
just thought,
wins.
Thought about my old grandmother. You know, and when my grandmother, when used to say stuff and she was trying to, you know, impart wisdom on you.
Yeah.
And you weren't trying to hear it, and she just got tired of talking to you. No, she look at me and say, baby, bless your heart. So that's what I'm going to do right now for both of y'all. And all y'all out there that's being goofy right now, I'm looking at the camera. Bless your heart. Baby, bless your heart. You do whatever makes you feel good. Because I'm tired of trying to tell y'all that this is goofy.
Well,
this is goofy.
You're dismissing a big part of this. Kelce went to Minneapolis today and put Goodell through
a
table.
And they said he put it on the table. And somebody
it could
said,
be literal, could be figurative. He put it through a table.
Somebody said, next time you wanna, you know, plead your case, don't bring outsiders to grown folks conversation. That's what somebody said.
Yeah,
no, I mean, but that's fine. Bless
your
heart.
We're the grown folks. You're the outsider.
Bless your heart.
All right, let's
man.
Go.
Bless
to, let's go to the phone lines here and hear from the people. They get to decide this, not you over here. Black Gritty, what's up, Black Gritty?
Guys, first of all, I'm not excited. I told y'all every time we talked about it, the tush push wasn't going nowhere. I'm not a Johnny come. I'm not excited because I knew they couldn't get rid of it. When you need an extra month to try and tell me something, mm-hmm. and I already done told you, I know it ain't going your way, baby. You know what I mean? And Roger Goodell's just a puppet out here doing what Jerry Jones wants him to do. Jerry's like, get that thing out of the league. And he went out there and tried to do it. The Packers look sad. It's embarrassing. Hugh, you know what I'd like to vote on for you? Can we get a league, a WIP vote on Ben and Hugh's clues? Let's run that vote and see how that vote comes out. Joe Giglio, work that up in your little magic pot tonight, and let's figure out a way that we can go and have a collegiate vote on these Hugh's clues, because they be trash panda systems out here.
Okay.
We might need to vote on that.
Got it.
Secondly, Hugh, I'm about to help you out. All right, now, the statue. First of all, we don't need no extra statues. You know what happens when we have statues right here. Stuff gets weird. But if you wanted to have a statue, the statue belongs to my coach.
What happened?
The guy who, well, you know.
Foles, Wentz, the whole quarterback controversy.
Oh, gotcha.
We put up that statue while Wentz was the quarterback.
Yeah,
it was awkward.
We stopped building shrines and stuff like that. Stuff gets weird around here with statues. So I'm going to help you out. So first of all, my coach got an extension. My coach that they said Sean McVay was going to be because he's the wonder kid and all that kind of stuff. All I know is my coach has the only unstoppable play in the NFL that he created himself. Now, I'm not trying to make a statue of Nick Sirianni, but what I would like to see at the stadium is two footballs put together like butt cheeks so that I can stand in front of it, have my booty like push at it. I can tell the league to kiss my bass every time I go to the link. Put the two footballs together so us fans can enjoy a little, you know what I mean, little pettiness back at them. You know what I mean? We have our own little tush push. Every person gets to be the center. You know what I'm saying? And we take the pictures and we put them all out in there. That way, we ain't got to offend about nobody because it's really Nick Sirianni's baby. It's the only thing he's got. It's besides the Super Bowl. He has the tush push that he created, and he deserves credit for it. But I don't want to be seeing his butt cheeks out there on the state adventure anyway. So let's do that. And last thing, I really, 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 really think that your boy Kyle Quinn, if you gonna go out with him, make him pay for everything. This dude always tries to spend somebody else's money. I don't care where y'all at. If y'all get a drink, y'all get a hot dog, make Kyle pay. He always tries to spend somebody else's money.
But I'm not a billionaire.
That's Nobody cares, Kyle. Who do you say? Oh, I don't care. It's Kyle's money. I don't care if he's broke. I don't care if you're broke, Kyle. You're paying.
I don't care if you're broke. How about that? You're missing the part where I'm talking about billionaires.
The only one around here that might be broke soon is Hugh Douglas, actually. Black Gritty, we appreciate the phone call.
So that's not funny.
It kind of is. All right, our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Let's check in on how many poles Hugh's getting cooked on today. Should the Eagles build a tush push statue? Yes, it's 72%, but here's the real one. We put up a poll asking, if the Eagles build a tush push statue, who should be the center? 85% say Jason Kelce. Hugh, with his, all his burner accounts, voting 15% for Cam Jurgens.
Bless y'all heart. That's all I can say. Bless y'all heart, because all y'all goofy.
Yeah, all the fans that the statue is for are wrong about who should be on the statue.
The goofy fans. They're goofy. Hey, listen, I love y'all. Y'all know I do, because I defend y'all everywhere I go. But y'all being goofy on this.
I'm sorry, but like, you could not be more dead wrong about
this. You cannot be more dead wrong, Kyle Quinn.
No.
Actually, I know you're on a roll.
No, I am.
But you're dead
and
wrong.
And I'm continuing
on this
that roll.
I found.
You should get out of my way, because I.
You steamrolling.
I'm on fire.
This might be the time to fade, Kyle, because the next one's going to be a big L. He's on too good of a witness.
Oh, tomorrow, yeah. I'm going to be a disaster.
Yeah. By the way, I saw an answer in the poll that's worse than Hugh's idea of putting Jurgens as the center.
What's that?
How about build two statues? How about that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard? We're going to have two statues. What is that?
See, goofy ain't as bad as dumb. Like dumb is bad. Goofy, at least goofy. It's like you can move off of goofy.
Two statues are stupid.
Yeah, no, that's horrendous. He was clearly wrong once again.
No. Bless your heart. That's all I got to say. Bless your heart.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bless your heart, because y'all are dead.
Yeah, that means you're running out of ammo for the day if you keep hitting this.
No, if I run out of ammo, I'm just going to say, Joe, you going to let me talk? That's what I'm going to say.
Nope.
If I run out of ammo, that's what I'm going
to
do.
All right, let's go to Dwayne in Pensacola. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Listen, can you hear me?
We got you.
All right, Hugh, love you to death, man. You're wrong on this, bro.
Listen, you really don't have a leg to stand on because you know what it says about Pensacola. It
says,
"Oh, I will," but I'm gonna let me finish this real quick.
Get him, you.
Let me finish this real quick, Dwayne. Then I'm gonna let you speak. You're a Cowboys fan. Okay, the floor is yours.
I listened to you for many months. I'm just gonna put it to you this way. I got a bunch of ways to put it. First of all, I'm about to play itself. I'm glad it's back. It's bittersweet for me because, to me, it's just a glorified quarterback sneak. Why would you ban a legitimate play? I don't like it because you're running against my team and can't nobody stop it. I think it was unfair for him to bring it up to begin with. It seemed like they were targeting just y'all. That's unfair. I'm glad to see it's back. But with your prick for it, no, man, it can't be. Listen, if you anchoring – oh, I could put this so many ways. If you had a statue of the top five players in the Sixers won a championship, I would rather have Bobby Jones in there than Mark Ivoroni, who was great, but for 1 year. Chill, if you was doing that for 10 years and somebody, you put the water boy in your spot for 1 year, you was going to win the championship if Jason Kelce was there. He just retired. It would be a great omission.
That's goofy.
That's goofy. No, he's right.
It's not right, Joe.
It would be an omission.
It was not. It's because that the team that won the Super Bowl, that's just like saying he needs to be in the picture of the team that just won the Super Bowl.
No, no.
When he did not contribute.
No, it's not just about the Super Bowl.
It is saying that. That's what it's saying.
But this play is beyond just the Super Bowl. The Philly special is just Super Bowl 52.
I understand. Let me just give you this. I understand. On some level, what you both are talking about. I get it, because you're talking about the aura of the play and him being a part of it. But he wasn't a part of the win. Where the play was
contributing. Only that one win, Hugh.
See, wait, hold up, Dwayne. I'll let you speak. Not a floor is mine,
okay,
sir.
I'm sorry. My bad. Go ahead.
But no, the point is this. You're talking about in a year where the most controversy that this play has ever had was the Super Bowl year, correct? Correct,
yes.
Dwayne.
Well, I think it's been building up for a couple years.
But see, Dwayne. Say if it was at a slow boil, the pot boiled over after the Super Bowl win.
Yeah,
correct?
And leading in with the Louvu thing in the title game. Yes. That's when the pot boiled over.
Who was on the field? Let's just leave it right there. The Frankie Louvu play. Who was on the field when Frankie Louvu was doing all that foolishness? You did not. You should have saw Joe's
Cam.
Face.
It was Cam.
You
we should have
saw
that.
Joe's face.
But none of those things. That doesn't
good
matter.
Good call, Dwayne. Good call.
I mean, it does matter.
It doesn't.
You know how I know it matters? Because it hurt Joe.
Well, at least I have the common courtesy to answer questions. Meanwhile, earlier I asked a question, everyone just gets silent because they don't like it. Yesterday I asked Jolly over and over, and he just gets silent. People don't like to answer when they don't have the right answer.
Yeah, you caught that Jolly reference right.
Yeah. I asked him a flat out question.
Shout out to Jolly.
Just ran away from the answer. When you get cornered, you're in trouble.
See, when I get cornered, I don't run away.
You do. It happen Friday.
Going back to Friday. I'm talking about today. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what I got a lot
when
going on.
I got you on the safety on the safety one.
I don't. Yeah, you got me on the safety one, and I relented. But that's why Joe did it, because he knew I had him on that one. I had him. It's not right, man. It's not right. We need to let Jason Kelce go to the Hall of Fame and move on.
That's disrespectful, to be honest with you.
How?
Because you could say the same thing about any Eagles legend who's going to the Hall of Fame. Well, let's just move on. Well, we got, you know, we have somebody else here playing the position.
We have.
okay.
For several times.
I think there's a little element that we're just ignoring.
What's that?
Like, if today was just a regular day and the thing didn't pass and then this idea came up from Elliot about the statue, I think it's a fun debate. Literally, Jason Kelce went to help defend the play in Minneapolis today in front of all the owners.
Because he had time. Yeah, and he was retired.
Yeah, Kip, after a very long and successful Eagles career.
Because you know what Cam is doing? Cam is getting ready to make another Super Bowl run.
That's right. You know what? Hold on. Can we order Hugh's Cam Jurgens jersey right now?
I mean, it's actually unbelievable.
You're the biggest fanboy I've ever seen.
He played a year as the center.
And yet,
Kelce is an Eagles Hall of Famer.
He played 1 year as a center, and he went to the Super Bowl.
That's wonderful. Kelce played center for years and years and went to two and also
Jason
won one.
Let Jason Kelce get his Super Bowl ring. Let him get his Hall of Fame ring and keep it moving.
Who's a better Eagle?
Well, that is not fair.
It absolutely is fair.
That is not fair.
Because it's disrespectful to Kelce to say that Cam Jurgens just came in and replaced him for 1 year.
Okay, who had a better year in their first year starting?
Well, Cam.
Who cares?
What is that? The push wasn't even a twinkle in Jeff Stoutland's eye. So you talk about somebody who can't answer the question.
No, I'm gonna ask again. Because you're asking a question that doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't.
We're playing semantics.
No, we're not.
Because Kelce
was in the league over 15 years ago.
Who is the center that started the tush push? I'll answer Kelce. Okay. Who is the center that taught Cam Jurgens how to do it?
Who is the center that just won the Super Bowl with
who
the teachings?
Who helped the Eagles pick Cam Jurgens?
From Cam Jurgens.
Kelce!
Okay, that's fine. So who deserves to be on the statue?
Kelce does. Kelce.
No, he doesn't.
It's not even really.
You know what? I feel so strongly about this. I feel that if I ask Jason this, he's going to say Cam.
Because Jason's a stand-up guy.
Well, also, I don't
trust Jurgens.
Jason, it's the right thing to do.
I don't trust Hugh to ask the question.
I agree.
You're going to twist it because I know how you'll do it.
Also,
you'll say, hey, Jason, if there's a statue for the 2024 champion Eagles, who should be the statue if they do it in the tush push? That's the way they do it.
It's not fair anyway. Because
I know,
if you gave
you know,
Kelce
exactly
true serum,
exactly
say
what you're
I will ask Jason the question, and I will even let you write the question. I'll ask it the way you wrote it.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right, but I think
because won't he be here tomorrow?
I don't know. He's in Minneapolis.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. He probably.
If you
be
gave
here
Jason Kelce true serum and asked him,
I mean, obviously,
come on.
I think if you asked Cam Jurgens, he would say it should be Jason.
No, he wouldn't. He'd be like, "No, it's me."
Oh, stop.
No, Jurgens would know it's Kelce.
Baloney.
I like how y'all want to snatch Mekhi off the roster.
Oh, Mekhi's the easiest to go. He's a Charger. He left.
You guys are so mean.
Kelce, Mekhi Becton spent as much time at guard for an Eagle that Cam has as a center.
Absolutely.
And they both won the Super Bowl.
Won
a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to DeMond here in Delco. What's up, DeMond?
Yo, good afternoon, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
DeMond.
Oh, not much, man. Not much. Listen, you, as always, always crazy. Always saying
always.
Crazy.
Every
things.
Day.
What am I, DeMond, hold up. What am I saying that's crazy?
You. This is what you're saying that's crazy. You're saying Jason Kelce should not be on a statue. Let me tell you why. If you look at how many times he performed the push tush and how many times his rookie, his replacement that he taught how to do the tush push, he did it more times.
It's probably like a 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 ratio because they did it for like 3 or 4 years before Cam took over.
Absolutely, and that's the reason why he was crazy, man. He looking at Cam like, oh, he won the Super Bowl this year. Just like he said. Now, Hugh, I'm with you on this one, bro. 100% I felt this when you said this. There has not been another number 20 or a replacement for number 20 yet. You absolutely are right about that.
Are you done? I didn't want to, because you were cooking. I didn't want to stop you. But DeMond.
He's right. I mean, he could have cooked you all day.
My thing is this. How is it fair? Because I'm pretty sure when Kelce retired, there was a little trepidation about Cam being the center, correct, for you, correct?
Not much, because he was there playing in the rotation already.
Okay, so we've established that. So, but you weren't worried about him, but you feel it's fair to take him off the championship statue because he wasn't the innovator or he wasn't the founder of the tush push.
No, that's incorrect. If you
that's basically what you're saying.
DeMond did to you what I know he's going to do to Kelce. You called it the championship statue. It's the tush push statue.
It's the champion.
Exactly.
But it was
you're saying championship. We're talking about the tush push, the innovation of it, the tush push, the whole, first of all, I don't even like it, to be honest with you. I don't like it because I believe that we too big anyway. And if they even banned it, we too big up front. They can't even stop it. So it didn't matter to me really and truly, but the innovator is Jason Kelly.
No, I hear what you're saying.
I think it's a good phone call. You got something?
Yeah.
What do you got?
94 WIP breaking news.
Okay.
Commissioner Goodell announced, so the Bills are going to be a Hard Knocks training camp.
So, all right. So
in season Hard Knocks, the NFC East.
Ooh, that'll be fun to track during the season and watch during the year. So, all right, so the summer Hard Knocks, you're like old school Hard Knocks is the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah.
Okay, but the in-season.
In-season is the NFC East.
All right, well, that'll be fun for us to watch because we get to look at the Commanders and what's going on there.
What a big day.
Yeah, that's a lot going on. All right, so there's some breaking news. The Bills. Let me throw this at you, and then we will get to the other things that were voted on because we were supposed to with this segment. I blame Hugh for this. We got too caught up in our debate and argument. Hugh, I want to throw a question at you.
Yes.
You ready? Okay. Earlier in the show, you were discussing when we first started and how the NFL's out to get the Eagles and all that, about the different changes in the NFL over the years, right? The different offenses, West Coast. Let's say, and this is all pretend, but I just want to throw a question at you. Let's say after, like in the mid-90s, the NFL said we're going to ban the West Coast offense.
Yes.
Okay? And they had a vote, and then it stood up, and then they couldn't ban it. And 49ers fans said we should put up a statue of the West Coast offense. And at the time, currently, their quarterback was Steve Young. Would it have been inappropriate to put Joe Montana as the statue? Joe Montana was the quarterback that started the dominance of the West Coast offense.
Can I tell you exact? Because I thought you were going somewhere else.
Okay.
And if you would have went to this place, you probably would have had me. I'd have been stumped. I would immediately, when you said West Coast offense and we were talking about it, Joe, I thought Bill Walsh.
Okay. Oh, okay. Bill Walsh, George Seifert. It's
yes,
the same. It's
same thing.
Same thing. They changed the coach and the quarterback.
But that was the first thought because I thought that you were going to say Bill Walsh.
Okay. Let's. I'll change it. George Seifert's currently the coach. They want to ban the West Coast offense, but we know it started with Bill Walsh. And the 49ers fans say, let's put up a Bill Walsh, Joe Montana statue. You'd say,
gotta move on.
And to be fair. And to be fair. It would have to be Bill Walsh and Steve Young. No, excuse me.
And Joe Montana.
Bill Walsh and Joe Montana.
Just like this would have to be Jason Kelce.
Joe nailed you there.
No, I don't.
That's
I don't.
Such a good
but
point.
But to his point, I don't feel that it's the same because we're talking about the founders and the foundation. Because this is how I look at this. I look at the controversy matters, and the reason why there was so much controversy matters. That's why I'm stuck with Cam Jurgens, because even though Jason Kelce was there, the founder of the tush push, and he was the innovator, and he taught Cam, the NFL, they've been doing this for a while, and they didn't get that much ire until they won the Super Bowl this year.
That's true.
So that's why I'm stuck on. I hear what you're saying, because you've – and DeMond and everybody else that called it, you made some valid points, but my thing is this. This came to a head because, in my mind, two things happened. Excuse me. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. The Bills tried to win their AFC championship game by doing the same thing. They couldn't get it done.
Yep.
So there's a little bit of jealousy in that. I believe this is what I believe. I believe that if the Buffalo Bills would have had success in the tush push in that game particularly.
Against Kansas City.
This would have been a non-conversation.
You might be right.
And the fact that there were, like, you have to look at it like this, people, because I think this is in a vacuum, to be totally honest. You look at the Cowboy, you look at the Commodore Eagles game.
Luvu.
And the Frankie Luvu play. You look at the Green Bay game and how Green Bay lost to us and the tush push was prevalent there. You look at the L.A. game, the Chargers game. No, excuse me, not the Chargers.
Rams.
The Rams game. It was prevalent there. The Buffalo Bills try to do the same thing, not the same result. So that's why I'm kind of stuck. I'm stuck in the moment when it comes to this. But I get what you're saying.
I know.
I get what you're saying.
A little long talking, but we
long talked. Long talked. You're way nowhere.
Yeah.
It didn't move me at all.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to
that. I hate the fact that you're on a roll today. That's
what
I hate.
We'll get to the other things that got voted on, including something Hugh Douglas is totally against. That has nothing to do with Cam Jurgens or Jason Kelce. All right, one that passed, one didn't. Plus, we'll check in with Hugh people. I expect them to be crushing Hugh today. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. See, I got it right today. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. And now during the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale, that is Monday, by the way, you can save up to 70% warehouse-wide. Check this out, people. This is something that is unheard of for the most part. You can get a queen mattress starting at $159.99. $159.99. You can save up to $800 off an elite lineup like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and the all-new Sealy Posturepedic. So do what I did, people. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale. That's Monday. Shop the entire selection and find a location nearest you at MattressWarehouse.com. That's the MattressWarehouse.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right.
Kyle feels emboldened today. He's had a good day.
He has. Good day for Kyle.
Can't hate on Kyle.
Better day for the Philadelphia Eagles because the Tush Push is back, despite the great effort of Roger Goodell, that weasel, to try to get it out. There's a report out there now, Mike Jones, who covers the NFL.
Who?
Yeah, Mike Jones. He said...
Who?
I knew what you were doing. At first, I didn't know what you were doing.
Mike Jones. Mm-hmm. Who?
Then I got it.
Yeah.
Mike Jones, the NFL reporter, he said that Goodell apparently wasn't for or against the tush push, which is the biggest spin.
Oh yeah,
I believe him.
No, stop. You don't buy that for a second.
Like, hell, why not? I'm winning.
Yeah, no. Nope.
He's on the. You better bet tonight too.
Yeah, before
who we got to do? We got Dinger Thursday. Was it? It's not Thursday.
No, it was Dinger Tuesday last night.
First of all, it's Dinger Tuesday.
You called it.
It's
Schwarber.
Not Thursday.
You called it. You bet it. You bet the Schwarber home run.
No,
last night?
What
are you doing?
I'm pocket's kind of tight right now, Joe.
But it could be heavier if you bet that home run.
I'm a little nervous right now, Joe. Everybody winning but me right now.
All right,
ain't nobody winning but me. Everybody winning but me.
Kyle should bet before the luck runs out. All right, let's get quickly before we get back to your phone calls and you people to a couple other things that happened with the NFL along with the tush push staying in. So we found out that Eagles are going to be on in-season Hard Knocks, which is going to be, I think, a lot of fun. The Bills will be the summer Hard Knocks. We also found out that the proposal to change the playoff seeding did not pass.
So hey.
We got the normal playoff seeding. You know, you win a division, you're a top four seed, and then the wild cards after that. Okay. The last thing that did pass, and this was unanimous yesterday, is that the NFL will allow their players to participate in flag football in the 2028 Olympics. Hugh, what do you think?
I think that's wrong. I really do. I feel like this, man. The people that have been laying the foundation for flag football to get to the point that it's at right now, they're the ones that should get all the glory. It's almost like you writing a book report, Joe, and you do all the work, you do all the research, and then somebody else comes in and takes your book report and gets all the credit for it. Mm. That's what it kind of feels like to me. And not only that, I don't know how many people actually follow flag football. I know they see the girls play a lot, but there's men's flag football teams. It's a different sport. It's a different sport. It's a different way that they do things. It's so different that there are even different cleats that they wear for flag football as opposed to NFL cleats. The NFL cleats are more sturdy in the front because they're built for stability and endurance. The flag football cleats, they're really lighter and they're more flexible because they're built for more agility and speed. So it's a different game. I understand that everybody thinking that, you know, all the NFL players are coming, they should kill it. Go watch flag football. Go watch some of them elite level flag football players play and tell me you see the same game. You know, flag football is the game that we started out playing that gave us the love for the game of football. But let's be fair to flag football. It's different. It's a different way of playing the game. It's the game, but it's different.
So it is. Now, my first thought was I think this is cool because I want to crush everyone in the Olympics. I want us to win by like 80 points the way we did with the 92 Dream Team. And if you put the greatest NFL athletes, I think they could figure it out and play. But to your point, and I didn't even realize this, the U.S. men's and women's team both won gold medals, and the men have won 5 straight IFAF Flag Football World Championships. So we're good anyway. Before mm-hmm. before we incorporate the NFL players in, your point is like the guys that are playing right now, they're obviously good.
They've been grinding.
Yeah.
They have been grinding, and they're going to feel some kind of way. Bobby Taylor, my old teammate, is an integral part, and I know the women's side of flag football and trying to get that into the game. And he's been grinding with this for a while, man. And it's a couple of young players. It was one quarterback. He's probably a little bit too old to play in the Olympics when it comes here. But there's a lot of guys who've been grinding in this game for a long time, man, and have brought the game to the forefront. So in my opinion, they should be the ones. And I know that now that I think about it, the NFL is probably not going to cut them out completely. They're going to probably try to integrate it, like have, you know, balanced teams or something like that. I don't even think they should do that, to be totally honest, because these individuals, the women and the men, have been putting in work for a long time just to get it to this point. Now you're going to push them out because the NFL players want to play because it's cool. I don't think that's fair.
It does remind me, now, that we've never had this at the Olympics, right? But it does remind me of in the 80s, but before 92, the NBA players didn't play in the Olympics. They used to just be amateur players. But then we weren't dominating, and we were like, wait a second. Let's just send Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Charles Barkley over there to Madrid and just crush everyone. And then we did. I want to see the U.S. win a gold. And maybe, to your point, Hugh, these guys are good, and they've won world championships. Maybe they would win a gold, but I mean, if we send, like, you know, I don't know, Lamar Jackson and, or it could be Jalen Hurts or whoever, Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers and Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, if he's still a great player 3 years from now, we're going to win the gold. I want to win the gold.
Joe, I would tell anybody who feels that way to go watch those kids play flag football.
But don't you think the great NFL players could figure it out?
Think,
what did Michael Jordan say?
Leap. You know what he said.
No, but my thing is, there's a lot of nuance that's in that game that I don't think people really, really understand. And with the NFL game, because, okay, for instance, just as a receiver position, a lot of bump and run, a lot of physical touching. Like, I know it's not like it used to be.
Sure.
But it's still a lot of jockeying for position and things of that nature. It's different in flag football. They do things differently. And the ability to – there's a lot of times you see a guy catch the ball, did he stop on a dime and jerk and they're moving on. And, I mean, it's just different. I don't think that – put it like this. I don't think that the NFL players would – it would take them long to adapt.
Yeah, of course.
But, again – you're cutting out people who've been putting in work, blood, sweat, and tears for years doing this to put the game in this position. I don't think that's fair.
I feel a little bit bad for them. I'll feel less bad when the gold medal is on around our necks. Kyle, where do you come down on it?
So, you know, first of all, I don't give a crap about the Olympics.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah, you're un-American.
And you
with
really
this.
Don't give a
I'm
crap
not.
About the kids.
I mean, you really are un-American.
No, I'm not.
It's
I think
so
I speak for more, like, I care more about the NFL than I do the Olympics, like, way more.
I do too.
To the point where NFL players cannot play in the Olympics.
Oh, stop. Well, they're going to.
They shouldn't. If I'm an Eagles fan, I want not a single Eagle participating in the Olympics.
Well, okay.
I can't have Cooper Jean tearing his ACL going up against Giuseppe, the Italian fry cook, in the Olympics playing flag football. But it's like it's a catch-22 here, because if they're going to participate and they're going to do this, I would want to see the best athletes should participate in this. But it can't happen. I cannot have an Eagle risking injury playing in a flag football thing that I don't give a crap about. I don't care.
I understand the perspective on the Eagle part of it. We saw what happened with Joel Embiid last summer. But overall, like, the NBA player is playing the Olympics, and the NBA goes on just fine. Most of these guys are going to be just fine. Now,
it didn't for Joel Embiid.
Well, but that's his own problem.
And then to
he shouldn't have went.
Kyle's point, who was the running back that played for the Patriots that got hurt in the I know it was volleyball, but he still got hurt.
Is it Robert Edwards?
Robert Edwards. That's who it was. Got hurt in the beach volleyball stuff.
It's just like there's a reason players don't participate in the Pro Bowl anymore. It's because it's unnecessary. It would take away from the NFL season if somebody important got injured. There's a reason they don't even put pads on in practice anymore.
Yep.
Like, let's focus on what matters here.
Yeah, they voted unanimously to let them go.
That's wonderful.
But this is, I mean, I'm embracing it.
No, that's great. But like, they can want to do it all they want. But like, I will be very upset to find out if Eagles playing.
Hold the Eagles debates for a couple of years, summers from now, when we get mad about this. When an Eagles,
too late, I'm already fired up.
Well, the Eagles are going to obviously have someone there. I mean, you can be fired up all you want. I just want to win gold. I mean, Hugh wants to have nobodies and lose to Spain.
I want the guys who laid the groundwork for this to have an opportunity. It's only fair.
Fair? This is the Olympics.
I'm talking to the two worst people I can be talking to about this.
Fair. Let's let the lesser athlete go to the Olympics in
fair
fairness.
How do you know they're lesser? Some of these guys can play.
Then they'd be in the NFL.
Well, no, it's a different game. It's a different game. It really is.
But if Tyreek Hill applies himself, he's going to be the best player in the sport.
Now, the cheetah might be something different. But I'm telling you, I feel like you all should allow those other guys that play the games and have brought home 5 medals, do that. That's almost like, what? Man, come on, man. Y'all are right. But I did say, this probably won't fly because I'll be a little bit too old, but I was going to try to get into breakdancing for the Olympics.
All right, that's enough. That's enough.
Dude.
You're going to be in your mid-50s by the time there's an
accident. You're going to be in a wheelchair.
Ooh, let me do like I'm doing my move. Ooh, ooh.
You're cooked. All right. We got someone who agrees with you. Coleman thinks it should be Juergens on the statue. What's up, Coleman?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Coleman. What's up?
Hugh, I just want to say you're a saint, bro, for talking to these guys all day if they're just going to spit this BS at you, man.
Hey, man, listen. I love both of these guys, but they're ridiculous. I have to be the elder statesman here and try to give the young
cats
some wisdom.
That's because you're old.
just because you're alone doesn't mean you're wrong, Hugh.
We are an island of two.
Somewhat.
Well, I feel that often, Coleman, but today you're wrong with Hugh.
Well, the only reason I agree with him is because, obviously Kelce did start the push with him, but also Juergens played the year before, too, at guard. So he had 2 years under his belt, and he did win the Super Bowl with the push. If we're going to make a statue, why not make it the Super Bowl team?
Because the tush push isn't just the Super. Like, how do you do it without Kelsey? So I'm not against Juergens
on it. Same
way they
won the football Super Bowl.
Well, but
Kelsey.
I'm not against Juergens on it. He could be right guard because he played right guard for a year next to Kelsey, so he could be the right guard. Why does Mekhi Becton get to be on the statue? He's a Charger.
Because I don't know, I like Becton. I wish we still had him. I like him.
Well, I didn't mind him, but he's not statue worthy.
I kind of agree with that. I do agree with that.
All right, so we're coming around here. Kelsey is the center.
No,
Juergens is the right guard.
I'm not coming around on Juergens. Okay. Juergens is my guy. Also, the only person I'd want on the Eagles to go play flag football in the Olympics is Juergens.
How would he play?
Juergens? Well, someone snaps the ball.
Yeah, he's going to be our guy, Cam Juergens, Super Bowl champion Cam Juergens.
No, I mean, I hear you. The snapper. He'll be the snapper.
Yeah, they have a snapper.
Yeah, but he don't do nothing. Just snap the ball.
Well, we can go out for a pass.
Nah, I guess.
Well, anyway, Hugh, I'm sorry that these guys are just on you all day, but you're
get
right.
Boo-hoo.
We're not
lost.
We're just trying to get justice here, Coleman, and we're trying to defend righteousness.
I'm okay. I know who I'm working with. I got big shoulders, man. I'm all right.
You were fighting it. You make it sound like you and him and all this army of people, and we're the crazy ones.
You are.
Most
you goofies.
Most people listening are nuts today.
Love the fans. Love y'all. Even DeMond. All y'all goofy, though. Here. I don't care about the fans. All y'all goofy.
It's a tough cut for you.
See, this is
tough.
This is where we have made progress, and I'm happy for that.
Progress in what?
Because we can agree to disagree and still be friends. We can still be family.
We do that every day.
But
it doesn't mean you're not crazy.
No, it means y'all are goofy.
I don't know how Hugh deals with us.
With the rest of the goofies out there.
All right, can we hear from what Hugh would refer to the goofies? I'm changing the name to the
goofies.
Wow, it's not cool.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
Goofies.
What do you mean, you people?
So all three of us are getting it today.
All right.
Seriously?
Yeah, well, it's been a long and up and down show.
It's been a lot of roller coasters. A lot of emotions.
Yeah. A lot
today.
Of fighting. Mm-hmm. A lot of different opinions. So they weren't happy with me from the jump.
Well, they were right about this.
Yeah. Somebody actually asked to fight me UFC style, like a sanctioned
wait a minute,
UFC
for
fight.
Real?
Yeah. You sanctioned
this.
Wait
a minute,
this,
wait
kiss
a minute
my
first
ass.
Of all, tell them right now, because this is the route that I live. We too old to be fighting fair.
Ain't nobody fighting fair. Only a lunatic wants to fight somebody over talking.
We're grown ups.
And
we ain't
fight. I'm just gonna say,
shouldn't be fighting.
We shouldn't be.
We're grown ups. Yeah.
Because Rod might be
some
listening.
Of us are grown ups. I'm an NFL company man.
Oh, I'm glad someone sees it.
Kyle's hands are so deep in Goodell's pockets.
Wow.
Not true.
Am I the only one not taking money from people on this show?
Not yet. Give it time. We haven't had a season.
You got
yet.
Boris and your
yeah.
In your
well, not yet.
He's got Goodell.
No, not yet. Give it time.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry. They came after you, Ray Gun Douglas.
Mm. Ray Gun.
Yeah, that was the break dancer in the Olympics.
I do remember Ray Gun. That was the name.
It's in the bracket now.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yep. So, surprisingly dressed up, Hugh, today.
Because we have grown-up stuff to do.
Yeah.
I brought a change of clothes so I could be comfy during the show.
We got new grown-up stuff.
You look too formal.
Someone said he looks like he sells printers.
I feel like I sell printers. That's a good one.
Yep.
You know what's amazing? When you always wear pajamas, wearing a polo makes you look so dressed up.
The fact that Devin said something about it, Elliot said something about it. Our boss said something about it.
Well, no one's as self-conscious as Rod Lakin, because 2 days in a row he wore one of his nice shirts, and you pointed it out, and he was like, what?
No.
It's just my nice shirt.
Now, let me be fair, because the boss always dresses nice, but he stepped the shirt game up.
No, the shirts look
he
good.
He stepped,
yeah.
like, I was yeah. like, that. Like these are custom shirts.
Yeah, they're different.
They were custom shirts.
Big
so he stepped the shirt game up.
Yep.
You also look like a hot dog.
Old Glizzy Douglas over here.
Glizzy.
and a Reese's peanut butter cup.
A Reese's, okay.
Yeah, I see that.
I see both.
Okay,
those.
I got you. I got you.
A couple things we got when the news dropped. Okay, now move on.
Move on?
No,
this is the biggest story.
We like to milk things around these
move
parts.
Move on. Immediately I thought, we're going to talk about this all day.
I really wonder if people have any idea how this works.
They don't.
Like, if you want to move on, Listen to something else.
No, don't tell them that, because I like it when they listen. I like it when they listen.
And they still and will, even no matter what I tell
rent
them.
Rent free in their head.
Well, why don't we move on if there's something to celebrate? Yeah. We're trying to be excited.
I just, you know, people are weird. What's Julio going to whine about now?
Oh, I'll have something tomorrow. Don't you worry.
We got plenty to whine
don't
about.
Don't you worry.
Yeah. And this one, I don't even have the context for, but I liked it, so I wrote it down. Oh, give me a break, Hugh. I don't even know what that was in response.
I'm writing that one down myself.
That sounds like somebody that knows me.
Yeah.
For real.
Who's taking more L's this week, Hugh or the Colorado Rockies?
It's close.
I don't take L's.
Oh, stop.
I learned.
You get them, you don't take them.
I learned.
Did you steal that from Jalen Hurts?
Nah, something like that.
You win or you learn? Isn't that
his
thing?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I don't lose. I win or I learn.
Mm-hmm. You lost this one.
Something like that.
I mean, you're getting crushed. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, Hugh went from bashing Jalen Hurts to bashing another Eagles legend, Jason Kelce, clearly an Atlanta fan.
You know what?
Once a Falcon, always a Falcon.
You know what's funny? I have to get a Goofy's the props today. They came with some bangers.
Yeah, they came out.
They came with some real bangers.
You came after Kelce. Yeah. Because
I did not come after Kelce.
You did.
I am a champion of truth.
Well, people know disrespect when they
and
hear
it. I am a champion of truth and what is right.
Here's what you missed. Diana Rossini. There was a lot. She said this. There was a lot of nervous energy in the Eagles camp leading up to the owner's vote, sources say. In the end, they felt they made a compelling case on the health and safety issue, as well as pointing out flaws in Green Bay's adjusted proposal. Clearly, it made an impact. Who was part of that? Jason.
Oh, I thought. See, it would have had more. It would have carried more weight if she would have said his name directly. You threw that last
one. Well, but it was part of the contingent.
You threw that.
Let's use your logic though. Move on from the Super Bowl.
No,
the meeting
you
just happened today.
Yep.
And Kelce was in the meeting.
What about this as a statue?
Semantics is not working in my favor.
Kelce pile driving Goodell through a table. Can we have that?
Semantics is not working in my favor.
Yep. I mean, I somebody suggested this, and I think it's actually a good option if they do want to build a statue. Just have it be a pile. Blur the numbers out.
That'll work. I'm okay with that.
I mean, they do that when they have the banners on the side.
Yeah, they do.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And you could almost then just decide who you think the center is, right?
Like Cam Jurgens.
Yeah, but you would do that. Most people
And you could stick with Hurts as the QB if you need to have, you know, there's number one back there. Like, we know who the quarterback is for the Tush Push and has been the whole time.
And who has been vulturing
touchdowns.
The rest
is just a pile of bodies. Whoa.
Yeah.
He could be the only one with the number
or
name.
Jalen bashing, by the way.
Wow.
I didn't bash him. Mm-hmm. I'm saying Jalen hurt my parlays a couple times.
Maybe you should just put Jalen in your parlays.
You know what? especially this year, definitely.
Yep.
All right, I have one more, and then I have the 10 teams that voted against the ban.
Oh, the enemies?
Yep.
Okay.
Hugh's jealous because he'll never be on a statue in front of the link.
I have a bobblehead. Does that person who said that about me have a bobblehead?
Yeah. Was that the camera watching on YouTube commenting?
All right, I do think there's a notable omission of a team.
Okay, so these are the 10 teams that voted to ban the Tush Push.
Voted against the ban, voted with the Eagles.
Oh, voted with the Eagles. Right. Okay, everyone else.
So we have everyone else, yep. So obviously the Eagles.
Tampa Bay.
No.
Seriously?
They did not vote with us.
Coward. That liar.
Yep. So the Eagles voted, the Ravens with us, the Browns voted with us.
Okay.
Lions voted with us. Hughes Jacksonville Jaguars voted with us.
Ain't my Jaguars.
The Dolphins voted with us. The Patriots, Kellen Moore and the Saints voted with us.
Yeah.
The Jets and the Titans.
Wow.
So no Cardinals.
Gannon getting back at Sirianni.
Wow. We need it's on, like, you know what the kids say, it's on site when we see Gannon.
No Colts either with Steichen.
Yeah, it's on site with both of them.
And no Bucks. Todd Bowles.
Yep.
Yeah.
So tomorrow we're going to need to mark our schedules and build a list of enemies of the Tush Push.
And the full list of enemies of the Tush Push. I wonder how many games we have. Well, all right, we don't play the Ravens. We don't play the Browns. We do play the Lions, right?
We play the Bucks.
We play. We don't play a lot of these, so we were going to play a lot of enemies.
So nobody in the division voted with us.
It's really just it's the Lions.
Real messed
it's
up,
just,
man.
It's just the Lions.
We and Coach Quinn, it's on site for Coach Quinn.
It's just the Lions in terms of who's on our schedule.
So everyone else is an enemy.
Everyone else is an enemy besides the Lions.
Oh,
we got to beat the Lions. They were talking trash. Though.
Well,
yeah, but at least they are football
they
guys.
They're football guys.
Yeah, they're true football guys. All right, that is about to wrap it up.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. We got to go now. Except we're not really. We got an event to go to.
Yeah, we
got to.
You
wearing grown up clothes. You going to get a new rent a car or something?
I got to rent a car today.
Okay,
I'm gonna go rent a car.
You gonna be all right when we see you again?
Probably not.
Okay.
Be a little lighter. Pockets be a little lighter.
All right. A lot of L's for Hugh today, but a win for the Eagles. The Tush Push lives on. You guys have a great rest of your Wednesday. Go Phils tonight as they go for 3 in a row out in Colorado. Taiwan. Oh, I didn't ask you. Taiwan starting tonight. What's he doing?
Oh, you asked
me to.
I can't think. I'll tell you what. We win. That's all I got. We win.
Oh, innings, runs, strikeouts.
I don't see it. I got too much other stuff on my mind. I can't focus. all this cash I'm hemorrhaging.
If it
right
goes
now.
Bad tonight, this is on you. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow at Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phils!
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.